Hello, this is Dustin Wilmus. You might know me from The 5 Count here on KMSU, a show on Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Go to thefivecount.com for more info on that. But right now, it is time for a bonus interview here on KMSU. We're joined today by Gary Sarnoff. He's the author of the new book, Team of Destiny, Walter Johnson, Clark Griffith, Bucky Harris, and the 1924 Washington Senators. Gary, how's it going today?
Good. How are you, Dustin?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you joining me. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Well, you've got a new book out, Team of Destiny, Walter Johnson, Clark Griffith, Bucky Harris, and the 1924 Washington Senators. Can you tell us a little bit about the book?
Sure. It's about the 1924 Washington Senators, the only Washington Senators team to win the World Series championship, and one of two teams from Washington to win the World Series championship. Of course, the Nationals did it in 2019. So they were a very unique team, a very exciting team, because they were such an underdog. They were a huge underdog because Washington baseball has a history of perennial losers. And the Senators had not won a pennant or even come close to winning a pennant until 1924. And before the 1924 season, people were talking about another losing season. So the fact that they were the underdogs, they were surprised, they came out of nowhere, that was one side of it. More to the story is Bucky Harris, the team's manager and starting second baseman. He was only 27 years old. Before the start of the season, he was hired to manage the Senators at age 27. He only had 4 full seasons of major league playing experience. And Clark Griffith, the team owner, decided to go with him as the team's manager for the 1924 season. So you could imagine what people thought. You know, people thought Griffith was crazy. I mean, to make a move like this, to make such a bold move. The team was coming off another losing season. They made no roster changes during the off season, so they were expected to be another loser in 1924. But I think what really makes the story great is Walter Johnson. He pitched his entire career for the Washington Senators. He broke it in 1907. He went down as perhaps the greatest pitcher in Major League Baseball history. He pitched his entire career with the Senators. He was entering his 18th season. Before the start of the 1924 season, he said this would be his last season. So Walter Johnson was expected to go down in baseball history as the greatest pitcher to never get a chance to play for a pennant winner, never had a chance to pitch in a World Series. And lo and behold, the Senators won the pennant that year. So Walter Johnson was finally going to the World Series.
And, of course, this is the 100th anniversary of that season. Gary, can you talk a bit about the research that went into the book? It's amazing that we know so much about the players and the stats and everything from so long ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, you really have to dig. You really have to do a lot of research, especially when you're going back 100 years. But what I did is I looked at 4 Washington newspapers, the Washington Post, the Evening Star, the Washington Times, and the Washington Herald. And I went through each day of the season and spring training for the 1924 season. And I also, because I live in Washington, I'm by the Library of Congress, I was also able, because I went to the Library of Congress, I was able to look at out-of-town newspapers, because the Library of Congress has the greatest newspaper collection on microfilm in the country, probably in the world. So if I saw something I liked in the Washington papers and I was curious to know what the other team's newspapers were saying about this game or this player or whatever, I was able to find that on microfilm at the Library of Congress.
Well, I got to say, for the listeners out there, even if you're not a baseball fan, the story of that time period and what was going on in the country and, you know, everything that went on off the field as well, I think that's definitely just as fascinating as the baseball part.
Yeah, you're talking about the Roaring Twenties, an exciting time in American history. We were coming off of World War I, was just a few years in the past. The 1920s was very prosperous. Also, a lot of inventions in the 1920s. I mean, the auto industry was thriving, was advancing. Electricity was finding its way to more homes, especially in the country. You know, electricity, radios. I mean, things like refrigerators and anything electrical. I mean, it was booming. It was a booming industry. So it was a very exciting time.
And again, Gary Sarnoff's with us. We're talking about his new book, Team of Destiny, Walter Johnson, Clark Griffith, Bucky Harris, and the 1924 Washington Senators. And, of course, we have a special connection here in Minnesota. Some of the listeners might not realize the Washington Senators, they eventually became the Minnesota Twins.
That's right. And some of the players, some of the people who are associated with the 1924 Senators were with the Minnesota Twins. For example, Calvin Griffith was the bat boy for the 1924 Washington Senators, and he was the son of Clark Griffith, the co-owner of this team, and he eventually became co-owner of the Minnesota Twins. And Ossie Plucci, who was a starting third baseman for the 1924 Senators, he was also involved with the Twins. He was a player, I believe he was a scout and then became head scout and then eventually became, I think, the team controller. He had a lot of people associated with the 24 team that worked for the Minnesota Twins.
And you mentioned the Senators up until that point, I guess sort of a joke in the league, but yeah, this is really like a feel-good story like the Mighty Ducks or Rocky. I'm really surprised that it hasn't been made into maybe a Disney movie or something by now.
Yeah, people have said that before. Right? It definitely has that Rocky-type of story, for sure. The joke about the Senators in the first decade of the 20th century was Washington, first in war, first in peace, and last in the American League. And that image stuck with them for a long time until 1924 when it all came together for them.
And of course, like a movie, the season went to Game 7 in the World Series, and the whole country kind of seemed to be behind them. I know even President Coolidge and his wife were big fans.
Yeah, that's true. And the Game 7, not only did it go seven games, but it went to extra innings. So that was the first time, and it's only happened twice, where the World Series has gone the full length, seven games, and has gone into extra innings. Extra innings were needed to decide that. And yes, the whole country was pulling for the Senators because the Yankees had won three consecutive American League pennants, 1921 through 1923. The New York Giants won three consecutive National League pennants from 1921 to 1923. So people wanted to see a change, and what better team to see break that drought than the Washington Senators.
Well, Gary, it's 100 years later, and of course the new season here for 2024 is coming up. What are your thoughts on the upcoming season and, you know, how the changes that were made to speed up the game, do you feel like that's helped, or is that going to maybe keep baseball on top here for another 100 years?
Well, I think it's helped because I think it's kind of, the game is now speeded up. The games are quicker. They take less time. So I think in that retrospect, it's helped because I think fans would like to do, you know, they would like less time at the ballpark. I mean, they love being at the ballpark, but it's a long day. But I think so. I think these rule changes to speed up the game was a good thing, but some of these rules I'm not so sure about. I think baseball is a great game, a great tradition, great history, and I think it's just best to leave the game alone, just let it play out.
Well, again, the new book, Team of Destiny, is just out here, but is there something else maybe you're working on, Gary, or something else the listeners should be watching out for?
Well, I'm thinking about my next book. I haven't decided yet, but I'll decide soon. I'll have another project coming up pretty soon.
Well, again, I'm really enjoying the latest book here. Again, Team of Destiny is available now. And, of course, baseball season on the way, and spring is on the way as well. And, Gary, thank you so much again for your time today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it, too.
And, again, that was Gary Sarnoff. His new book, Team of Destiny, Walter Johnson, Clark Griffith, Bucky Harris, and the 1924 Washington Senators, is available now.
Crazy baseball fan, rooted hard for Dan Moran. Dan Moran, her baseball man. When he came to bat one day and saw her smile so gay, his Irish heart was thumping when he heard her yell hooray. She loudly cried, "Oh Danny mine, a hit and Mary Ann is thine." The score was tied, the bases full, the crowd crowd began to cheer. Poor Mary almost fainted when she heard these words so clear. Strike one, strike two, strike three, the batter's out. Then Dan heard Mary Ann in frenzy shout.
If you can make a hit in a ball game, you can make a hit with me. But the man who can hit in a ball game can be my affinity. I'm simply baseball wild, oh how I yell. Slam out a home run hit, I'll yell like whoo. If you can make a hit in a ball game, you can make a hit with me.
Go on, you fake, go home for goodness sake. Don't believe you're half awake. Sure, this ain't an Irish wake. Next man up was Joe McCoy, that heavy hitting boy. It hurt poor Dan when Mary shouted, that's the boy. Oh joy, Joe, oh Joe, come show your foe how far that little ball can go. Everybody's on their feet and making lots of noise, while every eye was staring at that bat of Joe McCoy's. A crash, fair ball, a run, the game is won. Then Mary turned to Dan and loudly sung.
If you